Is somebody at church today? I don't know. Can I hear you? Can I hear you, please? Can you let the people at home know that you're here at church? Shout on three. One, two, three. There we go. Come on. See, there's something that God loves about a hungry heart. And every time we come into the presence of the Lord, we must possess eager expectation for supernatural encounters. We need to have the posture of Jacob, how he refused to let go of the Lord. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And there's something about a hungry heart that God loves. And you see, that needs to be what drives our intimacy with the Lord. It needs to be a place where, God, I don't want to let you go. I just want you. And everything flows from that place of hunger. And there's some of you who are sitting in this place, as you're sitting in the atmosphere of heaven today, there's hunger that's been reignited on the inside of you to go after God again, because it's intimacy that is the ingredient for impact in this hour. God has called you to be impactful. God has not called you, and I preach this type of topic quite a lot because it's something that's very strong in my heart, that you're not created for mere existence, for just an average life. God has designed you for impact. Every person that gave their life to Jesus today, and every child of God that's in this place and that's watching at home, being a child of God, by redemption, it permits you to a glorious destiny, and that glorious destiny is one of impact. One wherever you go, impact goes. One wherever you go, change comes. And it's not about you, but it's about who's in you. The Bible says it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see, for a lot of people, all they do is they tell you that Christ is in them, the hope of glory. But you need to understand something. Intimacy is so powerful because Christ in you begins to live through you. For many people, yes, they have Christ in them. They're a child of God, but Christ is not working through them. Why? Because intimacy, it permits that experience. It empowers you not to just know the word, but to have firsthand experience of the word. So when people see you, not only do they know that Christ is in you, but Christ is working through you. See, intimacy permits Jesus to live through you. This is why we must walk in the realms of Enoch. We have a greater covenant, a better covenant based upon better promises. We have the fullness of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, and not just inside of us, but upon us in this hour. How can we not have impact? See, impact is a result of intimacy. And the reason why we had to first get people saved today, the reason why we had to see people come to know Jesus today, is because kingdom identity is what makes intimacy a possibility. You can't be impactful for the kingdom of God until you know your identity. You can't have intimacy until you know who you are. You see, when you know who you are, then you know I'm a chosen generation. Then you know I'm a holy priesthood. I'm set apart for such a time as this. I'm not just any old person. I'm not just any young person. I'm not just an average Joe. No, I'm a son of the Most High God. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I'm filled with His power for such a time as this. Your job that you work is not who you are. Who's on the inside of you? And where you are today, you will not always be. Some of you need to stop settling with where you're at today. God is always ready to take you higher. That business that you're working for, who said you won't own it? Who said you won't have your own one? It's time to open up your eyes, because God, by His Spirit today, is revealing to you that He hasn't designed you just to be average, but He has designed you to have impact. But impact comes from intimacy, and intimacy comes from knowing your identity. You see, when I know my identity, then I understand that the Bible says to me in the book of Romans that I am an heir of God. That's what it says in the Bible. That I'm an heir of God and I'm a co-heir with Christ. And because I understand that reality, that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, all that's passed away, behold, all has become new. And now I'm not just anybody, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God, which means I can boldly approach the throne of grace. You see, that understanding of being able to boldly approach the throne of grace, that's where intimacy is birthed from, because the devil wants to deceive many of you to think that you have to earn His presence or that you have to somehow be good enough. No, you just need to know who you are and whose you are. When you begin to walk in those dimensions of understanding that I can not just normally approach Him, but I can boldly step into His presence, I can boldly approach His throne because of the blood of Jesus. Not because of anything that you did, but because you put your faith in the work of Jesus Christ. It permits you to boldly approach His throne of grace. It's that kingdom identity that empowers intimacy. And it's from that understanding, that operation of now I can be intimate with not just anybody, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I can be intimate with not just any king, the King of all kings. But intimacy can never be a possibility until identity is understood. So you begin to operate in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. And so, dear brothers, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By His death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. You see, the veil was torn so that you could be granted access to Him. It's time for us to come back to that first things first and say, God, every single day that I'm breathing on this earth, let me every single day enter in with boldness. Let me never miss a day when I don't enter into Your presence. Let a day never go past where I'm too busy that I don't want to spend time with You. Let a day never go past where I don't seek You and find You with all my heart. You see, that's a decision that every single person has to make, because intimacy doesn't happen by accident. Neither does, you will never become impactful by accident either. But intimacy doesn't happen by chance. It's a decision, devotion unto Him. You see, it's not about carnal convenience, how I'm feeling, what my emotions are saying. Last night, let me give you a point of reference, and this is not to boast or to say I'm this. But last night, I spent an hour and a half in prayer with the Lord. In other times, I've struggled. Like after 10 minutes, I'm busy getting distracted, but there's revelation on the inside of me now knowing, God, I'm an heir of God. I'm a co-heir with Christ. I can enter into Your presence with boldness. God, here I am. And you can just be in His presence, for time begins to run. Time no longer is a factor. Most people boast about how much time they spend with the Lord, but there's nothing that follows that. It's not about how much time you can spend with Him. It's about the fruitful time you can spend with Him. So we must come to understand that an intimate life does not happen by accident. You see, if we want to see the manifestations of the early church, we need early church devotion. If you want to see the manifestations that cause for people to look upon people and say, these are the ones that have turned the world upside down, not just turned a location, but turned the world upside down, we must have their same devotion. Intimacy doesn't happen by accident. It's a very real decision, and it's a daily decision to die to yourself so that you can live for Him. And not only that you can live for Him, so that He can live through you. Because I want you to grab a hold of that. That's what intimacy allows. It allows for Christ in you to live through you. And Christ, when Christ lives through you, you can't help but be impactful. But intimacy is what grants you access to that reality of Christ in you, the hope of glory. But not just Christ in you, Christ living through you. See, you begin to realize that you are kings and priests unto God, and that you have access to the throne of grace. See, dynamic earthly impact for the kingdom of God flows from a life that is devoted to private intimacy with the Most High God. Impact always flows from intimacy. So we understand that God, He is calling me to a life of impact. But how? You need to get intimate. You need to be the one that wants to know God, not just know of God, not my parents' God. I don't want to know just the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to know the God of now. He's not just the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of Joshua. He's your God, my Lord and my God. And this needs to be our pursuit. Our pursuit needs to be intimacy with Him, closeness with Him. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, the latter half of that scripture, of that particular verse, the Bible says, and the people that know their God shall be strong and shall carry out great and mighty exploits, or great exploits. That word know, it speaks of intimacy. It's the same word that's used in Genesis chapter 4, where the Bible says that Adam knew Eve. It's intimately knowing God, not knowing of God. You see, the people that just know of God, all they have when they look at the Bible is divine information. But when you know God, divine information becomes firsthand experience. You see, intimacy will never leave you empty-handed. Intimacy will always produce evidence in your life. They perceive that Peter and John, they've been with Jesus. See, intimacy guarantees accompanying evidence. They looked upon them and said, these people, they've been with Jesus. Why? Because they saw boldness. They saw strength. They saw exploits. But it doesn't happen by accident. You don't become impactful by accident. You don't become intimate by accident. Those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall carry out great exploits. Listen, children of God, if there was an hour for us to know God, it's now. Because there's things that are happening in the world, but you begin to operate in a higher reality. You begin to operate in the reality of the Word of God, which empowers you to operate above, high above. But you can't operate in a reality if you don't know the one that grants you the reality. So our desire needs to always be to seek Him, to go after Him, to truly know Him. The Apostle Paul, if anybody had a reason to boast about everything that they've ever done for God, all these things, it was him. The guy could have, I don't even know if there's enough paper to write all the things that he's done, but he said all to know Him. In other words, scrap everything else to know Him. You see, it's when you take that position, it's when you have that heart for God, where God, that is my priority. God will give you everything. God will do mighty things through your life because He knows that He always has the throne of your heart. You see, many people, God will not do things through their life because the throne in their heart, He only has half of it. But it's when you present your heart to Him and say, God, You're enthroned upon my heart. You are everything to me. God will do significant things through your life. I hope you have your communion elements. This time is flying. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, because I want you to realize something. The Bible says, but you, when you pray. So first things first, Jesus said, when you pray. So not if you pray. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is where? He's in the secret place. Some people are good at praying at church, but when they go home, God never sees them in the secret place. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And then listen to this. This is what I love about God. He says, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. God won't reward you just privately. God will reward you publicly. When you seek after Him, when you search after Him, where you're going after Him with everything that is within you, and you're saying, God, here I am. And He's always in that secret place, waiting on you to respond. How many times have you walked past that place where you spend time with Him, and He's sitting there waiting for you, but you're too busy doing something else? Intimacy needs to be our priority. See, God, He is a rewarder. He rewards private dedication with public demonstration. Mark chapter 16, 20. And they went out and preached everywhere. The Lord, listen to this. The Lord wasn't just working. He was working with them. See, when you become intimate with the Lord, He begins to work with you. Because your will is no longer your will. It's His will. The Bible says He works with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. Amen. Yeah, and I knew this was going to happen, but I have to give these to you quick. How to cultivate a lifestyle of intimacy that results in impact. How to cultivate a lifestyle of intimacy that results in impact. Number one, write this down. You must have a genuine heart for God. You must have a genuine heart for God. Psalm 139 verse 23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. God wants people that genuinely want Him, that genuinely want to seek after Him. You see, many people are just seeking Him so they can get kingdom shortcuts. because they want results. You see, that kind of heart and that kind of pursuit, it produces Ishmaels, not Isaacs. God wants lovers. He wants those who have a genuine heart for Him and say, God, everything is yours. How to cultivate a lifestyle of intimacy. Number one, you need to have a genuine heart for God because everything flows from that. Everything flows from that in the kingdom of God. Number two, you need to be given to the Word of God. Not just have the Word of God, but you need to have a lifestyle of being given to His Word. Psalm 119 verse 37, turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Job chapter 23:12, I have not departed from the commandments of your lips. I have treasured your words of your mouth more than my necessary food. You see, when you give yourself to the word of God, you will always end up at the feet of Jesus. Jesus said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you search the scriptures because you think they lead to eternal life, but they point to me. When you give yourself to the word of God, you will live a life of producing impactful fruit because He said, apart from me, in the book of John chapter 15, apart from me, you can do nix, you can do nothing, squat. But when you live in a place of giving yourself, abiding in the word, abiding in Him, and He in you, you produce much fruit. See, when you become intimate with the Lord, you can't help but be impactful. I've got 1 minute and 26 seconds. Do you have your communion ready with you? Number three, you must be yielded to the Holy Spirit. See, many people have the Spirit of truth, but they're not yielded to the Spirit of truth. John 16 and verse 13, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things that are to come. Number four, and then we're going to do communion in 10 seconds, prioritize a life of intentional prayer and fasting. Prioritize a life of intentional prayer and fasting. Acts 2 verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking bread and in prayers. Father, I thank You for these elements today. We thank You that this represents the fullness. We thank You that we have access to Your throne of grace. We thank You for the price that was paid, the blood that was shed, and the body that was broken, so that we could be made whole. In the name of Jesus, you may partake of the elements. You may partake of the elements. We pray that you were blessed today, all of you at home, all of you in the venue. We're going to continue, but we'll see you same time, same place next week. Be blessed.